I saw Waitress at the very emotional screening last January at Sundance.
Mm. At the Eccles, or?
At the Eccles.
Mm.
And, is that the first, that was the, wasn't that the first official announcement of the Adrian Shelley Foundation?
It was, yeah, it was. And that was the first time I had seen it.
Ah. Mm-hmm. No dubbing then?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was an intense, and it was nice that a lot of us were there. I mean, it was great that Cheryl was sitting next to me, and
yeah,
but it was intense.
Mm. I was also trying to remember. I mean, there's a wonderful the scheme of it is very nice, which is that the soul of Waitress is in the joy of cooking, if you will, the joy of preparing.
And, right.
And of course, not food in general, but pies. And there's a wonderful current in that, and that's by far the most delightful aspect of it. The banal question would be, how good a cook are you? So that's the banal question.
Okay, not such a great cook. Although I will say, I was just pregnant recently, and I made hundreds of chocolate chip cookies. I mean, my husband would come home and it could be really late at night and he'd be like, chocolate chip cookies again, in my pajamas. I can bake a little bit. Baking, I feel like, is a little easier than cooking. But, also living in New York, you don't have big kitchens.
Right.
Or, we're remodeling a brownstone in Brooklyn, and eventually I think I will have a kitchen.
We're in Brooklyn, but, if I may ask.
Well, if you don't print it, I'll tell you.
Oh, well, sure. No, I won't. I don't want that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Really close to Manhattan. There's we're renting right now in a little community called Fort Greene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and our house is in Borham Hill. But, just right there.
That's the A. Is that the A train? What's the closest?
You can take any train with it, really. Mm. A big stop around there is called Atlantic. The Atlantic stop. And every 1, 2, 3, C, E. I mean, they all of them pretty much go.
Mm.
So it's quick and easy. I love
it. Clearly, there's one thing that marks a good director is, consistent. There's a spirit. You can sense the spirit and the tone. The tone has been figured out. The tone of Waitress is it's a little storybook.
Yes.
But it's not devoid of obviously dark or challenging realities, aka Jeremy Sisto's character.
Right.
But there is a tone worked out to it.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about directing, but it just seems that that was really good too. And I was wondering if, sometimes when I've heard actors say, you don't know what it is until you see it later.
That's the truth.
Did you sense, Adrian articulate, this is the kind of thing we're doing when you guys were making it, or did that just appear to you as you saw it at the Eccles Theater?
Well, reading it for the first time, I felt like I did understand the tone. I mean, I did feel that reading it, I felt very connected to it. I really got what was sad and funny all at once about it, definitely. Doing it was sort of a challenge because I didn't expect Adrian's really highs and really, and I wasn't totally sure how that was all going to work out, And there were definitely times of me, I would be driving home, at night going, oh God, oh God, that's going to be really over the top. That's going to be bad, 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 bad. My friends are going to make fun of me. This is going to be awkward, and it's funny, watching it, that I couldn't believe how some of the jokes went over. Things that I thought, that is not going to fly. And I really, she did note those tones. Things I would not have been as broad with, She really, cranked some things up and then let the other stuff just sort of lie. And it really works. I mean, in her wacky universe way, I think, and I do think film especially is just, it is so the director's and the editor's medium. I mean, that's, they are in control. You can do whatever you please, and then you see the movie and you're like, fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Did you ever see Jeremy Sisto's Julius Caesar?
No.
Or, well, it's just that there's quite a contrast.
Really?
He's a, he's got a lot in him.
Right.
I was, frankly, the only thing that, just be open about
it. Yeah, yeah, please.
The only speed bump is that for a woman whom you're playing is, you know, a small town woman, but certainly anybody that knows anything about creativity and the joy of creation as a superb pie maker as a character knows a lot about the joy of, or what joy is, you know.
Right.
It introduces, like, if you know really well how to write, you understand what it is to be good at something.
Yes.
And therefore you respect and understand a little bit what good actors, good architects.
Yes.
So, couldn't figure why a woman as intriguing and cool as your character would be hooked up with a pig who's not just dull and thuggish, but, you know, control freak, threatened violence, the whole nine yards of bad guy to hook up with. That was the only stopper that
for
I had.
You.
Well,
I mean, you
know, too cool, too smart, too alive, too nice.
I know what you're saying. I mean, I think, although, you know, I know plenty of people in bad relationships. I do. So the only thing I can say to that is, you know, it definitely takes two to be in that kind of relationship, and clearly, especially with that character, which Adrienne and I did talk about. I mean, she I don't think she had written it, you know, to like out anyone in her life, but you know, I think she had experience with not necessarily that specific, but, you know, overtones or an undertone, you know, just a little bit of that, and we talked about that a lot, and you know, I just think the person who we would call sort of the victim in that relationship is getting something from it too. And in that case, it's like attention. And if you're at all insecure in the beginning of the relationship, it's someone to like really, who was really loving and showering you with affection. And then it can kind of grow into some other beast.
You know, as you were saying that, I just thought of an analogy. Martin Scorsese's Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
Yeah.
One of the first really good, you know, woman who wants to be someone else on a journey movies,
totally,
right?
Totally. And funny, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember she's married in the beginning.
Right.
To a not very, kind of like Jeremy Sisto.
Creep.
He's, you know, he's just sour, doesn't talk to the kid, you know, all the things that, please, I don't want to be.
Right.
And but Scorsese threw in a line, which kind of worked, which is, he has the son, her little son, say, "Mom, why did you get married to Dan?"
Yeah.
You know, not implying judgment, you know, with the way kids are. And she said, and it was a good line, "He's a good kisser."
Seriously. And, you know,
and that kind of, okay, I understand.
You know, and, you know, clearly not nearly on that level, but, you know, that is the one thing that they say, but they're like, "We all agreed you have really good hair." It's like someone thought he was cute in the beginning, and, you know, that's what worked.
Yeah.
So, he was a good kisser.
Like the woman in Sling Blade, again. Remember
her? What does she say?
Well, I remember in Sling Blade, the same thing, young
son.
I haven't
seen that in a long time. Yeah,
and,
yeah,
and, really ugly boyfriend, played by
the
country music, just went out of my head. Anyway, same deal.
Yeah.
You know, Texas, kind of high forehead, country.
Not Lyle Lovett.
No.
Like Dwight Yoakam or something.
Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah.
Sling Blade. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Good film.
Yeah, I got really good film.
Yeah.
Dwight Yoakam. I know, he's an actor. It's so funny.
Yeah.
He's good too.
Do you see yourself stepping into Adrienne's shoes and being a director one of these days?
Not at this point. I mean, that's quite an undertaking, I think.
Did watching her go through it have an impression upon you in any... or do you have director friends?
I do have director friends. And I am sort of a control freak in my, of my own life, mm-hmm. but I don't think I'm bold enough yet to do that. I mean, that's quite an undertaking. Not yet. Cheryl Hines, it turns out that Adrian actually left behind all these scripts, mm-hmm. and her husband is helping get some of them made, and they actually asked Cheryl Hines to direct this new one. So Cheryl Hines, who's never directed before, is going, I'm so excited for her. And she's doing this one, which I love the title. It's called Serious Moonlight.
That is good.
Isn't that a good title?
It's,
I just like
bully,
it.
It's so, right?
I don't know, is it? Serious Moonlight?
It's from one of the songs. Serious Moonlight.
It probably is. Mm. So, but, and it's a really dark comedy, and she got really good actors to be in it. Mm. But anyway, she starts that, and it's interesting talking to Cheryl about it, because I don't think Cheryl necessarily ever thought either. They called her and she said, are you meaning to be calling me? Did you get dialed the wrong number? So it'll be so cool to watch that. But not right now, at this point in my life. I feel like just playing a part, I've got my hands full.
Yeah. You got something that I have not seen that's coming up?
August Rush just is coming out soon, must be. Like, Thanksgiving, which is, God, is that next week?
Oh, Jim Sheridan's
yes.
daughter.
Kirsten. Yeah. Yes. And that's who's my baby's here, and Kirsten's baby's out there, too, because we're all here doing all different press.
Okay.
But, yeah, Kirsten directed that, and she got really good actors. I mean, Terrence Howard is actually in it, too, and Jonathan Rhys Meyers, and it's peppered with interesting people. And then I have a very small part in a film called Girl in the Park with Sigourney Weaver, and David Auburn wrote it, who wrote Proof. And, you know, it's a slow kind of quiet drama. It's a really interesting idea. I have not seen it yet. It was at Toronto, but I didn't see it because I was having a baby.
Okay. Have you done or will... I'm sorry to again be... but do you do theater?
No.
Have you done theater?
I've only done it once, and it was such a good experience that I'm afraid to ever do it again because it was like such a perfect experience. It was off-Broadway, and it was, we opened a new Neil LaBute play and called Fat Pig.
Oh, the Lucille Bortel.
Yeah. It was so fun. Huh. And I actually left. Jeremy Piven and I started it with Andrew McCarthy, who was so fun. Mm. And Ashley Atkinson played the main woman.
Yeah.
And then Jeremy and I left, and they continued on. But it was so fun, and it was such a perfect experience. It was received well. It was I could walk to the theater from my apartment, even in the snow, and it was really idyllic. And it's going to be hard to top that.
Mm. Was there a version of the script of Waitress in which your doctor boyfriend, in which there's fallout? She doesn't.
No, end up with
one. Yeah.
I don't think she ever did.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
And that's what's so great,
Yeah.
He is charming and everything, but meanwhile he was cheating on a perfectly nice wife.
Yeah.
So he wasn't exactly the dream guy.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's great is she has this baby and finds her power there. Yeah.
Someone said that it's that the hurting the partner is not the cheating, but the hurting the partner when they find out that's really bad.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a way of saying the cheating is bad.
Yeah, I know, but no, but it's true. Like
watching
the partner like deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Having been on the receiving end.
Not good for anyone. Not good for anyone.
Not good for anybody.
Yeah.
Especially, I was just thinking smaller towns.
Yeah.
Things get around.
People.
Not
good.
But
you
guys were brilliant. As they say in Betrayal, did you ever see that, The Printer?
Betrayal. I don't think I did.
Harold, the three character thing, and it starts at the end of the story when they're deciding, forget it, the affair is over.
Yeah.
And it goes in stages all the way back to the beginning. Last scene is when they first meet.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's this line where Jeremy Irons says to the Patricia Hodges, "Oh, we were brilliant. No one, you know." Great film. Very, very.
Okay.
Very. I've seen it on stage a couple times. So.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Really, really something. But anyway, well, it's an excellent. It's an excellent piece. Wholesome and
right.
And there's this undercurrent. I was trying to process the film without thinking about the tragedy of Adrian, and just, you know, I'm not going to say I love it because
got
you know, tragic thing, but I was going to say I'm going to watch this film on its own, and it's I respect films that know what they're about. That's unquestionably what you what you guys have here. So.
I hope so. Yeah, I think there's totally a place for it, and I know what you mean, and I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, very, very nice speaking with you.
Nice speaking with you
as well. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.